No, but we went all around. We were going by out here on, well, it's now Clovedale Road. It was called Prairie Avenue then, just below Fairview. You know how you curve around Clovedale Road? And those houses, a real pretty section. Well, we had gone by in there. And when they saw the land, it got rainy and all that mud and stuff, they wouldn't do it. See, it wasn't paved and hadn't developed much.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so then they decided to come out here. And we looked all over in every section, and Mr. Laster was developing Parkway after White Street in Augusta, Georgia. He's a Georgian, used to live over there, and his wife was a school teacher. They lived in this third house up here. They did, but they all dead and gone. The children in Florida, and one's a colonel in the army. And one was the young man of the year. Frank was a multimillionaire in Miami. And he was in with John Hart here and some things. Well, to get back to it, we decided to come on this street. And I'm kind of glad we did, because it's held up pretty well. And it's a pleasant place to live. I'm close to everything that I need, mm-hmm. you know, and convenient.
You have a very nice home. You have a very nice home.
Well, I think so. And the contractor worked for Blunt Brothers that did it over, and he said, that you can't buy this lumber anymore or anything like that, you know. He said, you hang on to your house. And different people tell me they'd like to chance at it if I go to sell it. I may land up in a nursing home right now. I'm feeling like I might do it with this cold, because I'm used to getting out. You know, I still mow my lawn in there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Huh?
It's 79. That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good. And I say it's a cheap golf game. I've got this wonderful thing. My nephew is vice president of this motor thing. They make all these small motors for Sears Roebuck and all in California and everywhere. He was public relations man for them too. He had a custom-built lawnmower, and it pushes, but it's not much. It's on level. My lot's level. And it's good exercise. And I do it late in the afternoon or early in the morning. And if I get tired, I go in and sit down, take off my hat and sit in the swing and have a Coke and rest, and then go back and do some more. And I feel great when I do that.
It's probably good for you to get the exercise.
It is. The doctor told me, I don't even have a doctor, I'm ashamed of it, but I go to Dr. Smith. Now, if you're 70 and have insurance on your car, you got to go, and they call it an examination, but all of them do. I don't think you can go by age, always. Some people are better preserved than others. I think I'll interview them and see if they are. But I guess I will do. I've got an automobile out there that's 23 years old.
What kind of car do you have?
It's a Ford Crestline, four-door, eight-cylinder.
That car's nearly as old as I am, then.
It doesn't use much gas. And it's set out in front of the Capitol, has 40,000 miles on it. And 23 years old. Now that's and it's running just great, let me knock on wood. It's now if that's been hit twice out here in the street, people running into me. I haven't had an accident.
Out in the street.
What's that?
Looks like with a street that broad you wouldn't have any problem.
I know it, but one was a man was drunk and he hit it one time, and that's the only time I've ever been to court. And Harry Rawlinson up at the Capitol went down there with me. We had to go at night. It was night. And he took me down there, and I said, I've never been in a place like this in my life. And the judge called me up there and just talked to me, didn't go out loud what it was and thing. And the man was, he had four children, and I bet they were hairstyles, so I told him not to find him. And he didn't even charge him court costs, so